Bonsoir tout le monde, on est en direct depuis le KBCB, le Studio Lo, et on va tout bientôt entendre le résultat de la première résidence ici, Claire Megumi Massé and Friends. Voilà, ça fait partie de le cycle qu'on appelle en interne jeune relève, mais plus précisément building community, c'est-à-dire que on a invité trois artistes qui vont travailler en collectif et qui vont essayer de justement créer des moments, des happenings musicaux diffusés en direct, bien sûr, aussi ouverts au public. Il y a quelques témoins. Et voilà, donc on va plus m'entendre parler parce que je ne fais que faire une micro-introduction et souhaiter à tout le monde une très belle écoute. Et puis à tout bientôt. Donc je passe le master à Claire Megumi.
チーム友達関西関東西東北南チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達俺たちマニエチーム友達お好み焼き食うつる箸腹いっぱい飯はうまい寂しいし電話来たりかけ直した後すぐ行く会いに TEAMTOMODACHI 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 チーム友達混ざり合いちぎりかわし飲んでる先ちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎりちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろちぎろ俺たち何え？チーム友達関西関東西東北南チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達チーム友達俺たち何え？チーム友達
誰かの声がどこか子供でいたいないつもだけど私心を閉じても開いてもいないよ
Yo. Brot saufrig mit Mango, Papaya und Curry, vegan. Zutaten: Sonnenblumenöl, Sonnenblumenkerne, 20%. Wasser, Mango, 10%. Papaya Püree, 10%. Zitronensaft aus Zitronensaftkonzentrat. Äpfel, Apfelsaftkonzentrat. Kochrohrzucker, Currypulver, Spicy Salz, Apfelessig, Kartoffelstärke, Senfmehl, Gewürze. Aus biologischer Landwirtschaft. On tient de la farine et de la moutarde. Streichen Creme. Curry Mango Papaya. Tartinade Curry Mango Papaya. Durchschnittliche Nährwerte pro 100 Gramm. Energie. 1471. Fett 33 Gramm, davon gesättigte Fettsäuren 3 Gramm, Kohlenhydrat von Zucker, davon Zucker, Ballaststoffe 3,6 Gramm, Eiweiß 4,3 Gramm, Salz 1,3. De la date de conservation, le 13 du 12 2025. C'est une belle date.
Un bon avis?
Regarde, tes os. Prochaine lecture. Pindura textile, Bernice textile, Barbanas textile, Tinta de Tessio, Barbato Canin. Paka, j'arrive pas à dire. Thomas Oyasi. Textile Marling. Textile Fer. Textile Festec. Textile Mali.
Mili Aung. Textile Garda. Dasai Aori Mams. Barbadai Textile. Textile Verb. Uradar. Observe pentru materiale textile. Barba na textil. Onedamento.
Don't think you from.
Mai asule.
Pringles, hot and spicy.
Yeah.
Merci. Snack salé au goût piment. Ingrédients.
Allez.
Pommes de terre. Farine de blé. Ah non, merde. Pommes de terre déshydratées. Huile de tournesol. Farine de blé. Farine de maïs. Farine de riz.
Comment t'as déshydraté?
Bonne question. Peut-être que les patates ont été séchées, mises en poudre, puis réduites pour faire des Pringles.
Ok.
Assaisonnement piment et épices. Épices, sucre. En poudre et exister le goût en parenthèse glutamate,
monosodique,
guanylate disodique, inosinate disodique, amidon de blé, bouillon granulé, sel, protéines végétales hydrolysées, huile de tournesol, bonne question, je ne sais pas, dextrose, huile de tournesol, lactosérum, doux en poudre, blé, amidon de maïs modifié, extrait de levure, arôme correcteur, acidité, diéta de sodium, lacta de calcium, dose de piment de cayenne en poudre, poivron rouge vieilli, vinaigre, maïs, ail. Tel acidifiant, acide citrique, acide lactique, maltodextrine, herbe, colorant extrait de paprika, sirop de glucose, protéines de lait, maltodextrine, émulsifiant E471, sel, colorant, norbixine roucou, peut contenir soja, à consommer de préférence avant le Voir sur le fond, bébé, conditionné sous atmosphère protectrice et pour bien nourrir ton cancer, bâtard.
Non, mais c'est quoi la date? Il faut dire la date.
Janvier 2024.
Les DJ, c'est des fakes.
Oui.
Attends, 5 minutes. Juste 5 minutes. I'm laying down. So tired. 5 minutes only. Just 5 minutes.
And what that does,
if you can give me 90 seconds of your attention, I'll try to give you You're living in a media environment that wants to overwhelm you and capitalize every single second of your time. The rest of the world, the physical world, has been capitalized. It's been colonized. It's been turned into real estate. But your mental brain space is still up for grabs. This is why right now, today, in this moment, you have to take control of it and realize that you do have control over it. You're directing what you're looking at, what you're thinking about, what your attention goes to. And in a world where information is power, that is a very important thing to realize and to take control over and to not give up to anyone else. This is what you have. Your attention is your freedom. Now, if you can zoom out for a second and imagine what that would be like if everyone else in this information economy took control of their attention and decided that they get to direct it to meaningful places consciously, what would we have there? We'd still have a social media machine that's inherently anti-human, but we would have, in that movement, the single biggest incident of attention redistribution in history. And that is not something to scoff at. That just might be our gateway out of attention and information imprisonment. I know it sounds very serious, but it is serious. Think about what happens if the tech billionaires take over all of our attention. Permanently. Let's not let that happen. Let's do something else instead. We're in this together, and we got this.
This is a reminder that the Israeli army is still, after 4 days, invading and besieging Shifa Hospital. This is a reminder that the Israeli army bombed and destroyed this morning the special surgery building inside the Shifa hospital, inside a hospital, a partially working hospital in the north of Gaza Strip. And no one is moving, no one is stopping them, no one is doing anything. The Israeli army is besieging thousands.
Ça, c'est vraiment mon astuce numéro 1 pour gagner du temps en cuisine. Je prends plein de gousses d'ail, je les secoue pour enlever la peau facilement. Et ensuite, je mixe le tout, j'ajoute rien du tout. Je mets la pâte que j'obtiens dans un sac congélation. Et ensuite, j'écrase avec mes doigts, puis avec le dos d'un couteau. Ça me...
Vous êtes transgenre, vous étiez une fille et maintenant vous êtes un garçon. Êtes-vous heureux ?
Oui, je suis très heureux.
Ah, oui,
mais enfin tout de même, Jésus !
Oh ta gueule ! Voilà, c'était Flash Débat. À demain.
On a passé le cap de 10 millions de Français qui vivent sous le seuil de pauvreté. Donc est-ce qu'on fait, quoi ? On leur sucre encore plus les aides sociales ?
Oui, Nesrine Slaoui, la pression fiscale est l'une des plus élevées d'Europe, rappelle Bruno Le Maire. C'est entendable aussi comme argument. Il faut quand même avoir ça en tête avant de forcément s'indigner.
Je vais surtout d'abord donner une solution très simple. Il est temps de s'attaquer peut-être à la fraude fiscale qui représente 80 à 100 milliards d'euros par an. C'est estimé en tout cas à ce niveau-là. Peut-être que c'est là-bas qu'on va chercher l'argent. Parce qu'on a toujours tendance, quand on a des problèmes comme ça de dette publique, de s'intéresser à comment on réduit les aides des plus pauvres. Comment on fait pour...
Historiquement, le rire est un privilège masculin. Ça paraît extraordinaire comme ça. Ça a longtemps été une prérogative réservée au genre masculin. Pendant très longtemps, les femmes n'avaient même pas le droit d'assister à une comédie au théâtre. Et au 19e siècle, quand elles ont enfin conquis le droit d'aller rigoler, elles devaient se cacher dans les loges, tout en haut, perchées ou derrière leur éventail.
There's no irony left. You don't need a panel anymore. You don't need a panel to explain to you that this is beyond illegal, this is immoral. This is a stain on all of us. There is no future in which we can live beyond this moment that's a future worthy of our children.
Bonsoir, je m'appelle Malika, c'est mon vrai prénom de naissance, c'est pas un surnom. Non, je dis ça parce que, en fait, pour moi, toujours, c'est un prénom normal, jusqu'à ce que j'arrive en France en 2011. Parce que si j'ai remarqué, je sais pas pourquoi, mais les gens, ils aiment trop me faire comprendre que mon prénom d'arabe colle pas trop avec ma gueule d'asiatique, apparemment. I do clown a gumbook. Tell me cat to leave mock. Make me clown Thursday book. Rainbow eat the pop and bring mop. Like a boss or bamboo. To get a buff out that mop. Throw this game alone.
This is why my Asian eyes don't open wider. Only the eyebrows go up. I learned from a random DM that said, you might have a condition called ptosis like me. They drew this bun.
My grandmother escaped from North Korea with her family when she was 13 years old. She walked from Pyongyang, which is the now capital of North Korea, to Seoul. That's where my mom was born, and I was born in the States. So this-
Unless you're from Japan, you've likely not heard of Ichiko Aoba. But her ethereal voice transcends language, and her calming melodies transport you to a mystical world.
Y'all, I feel real stupid right now because I just learned something. Y'all gotta meet my driver. Say hey, Michael.
Hello there.
So, Michael, what? How do you say lion in Swahili?
Simba. Yeah, Simba is lion in Swahili.
Y'all, I thought it was a name that Disney made up.
どうもこんにちは。
はい、こんにちは。
どこから来たの？どこから来たの？
私、コンゴ、コンゴ DLC。はい、コンゴ DLC。
DLC。はい。日本で頑張ろうぜみたいな。
はい。
今何年し日本へ？
私、ね、仕事？
仕事、仕事。
Okay, class. So this is wild. This is a recent study
that measures the effectiveness of various therapeutics and medications and physical activity in combating depression and whether or not there's any sort of like clinical benefit. And, you know, you can see at the bottom SSRIs, like a slight benefit comparative to the control. You get into like cycling and Tai Chi, mixed aerobic exercise, relaxation, strength, yoga. Even right here at number two, walking and jogging was the number two most effective physical activity. Do you have any guesses as to what is number one? What is the number one most effective physical activity with clinical significance in combating depression? It's dancing. And as Eric Hole put it on Twitter, it's not that exercise beats out SSRIs for depression treatment, but that just dancing has the largest effect of any treatment.
Zurich, there is near the train lines, mm-hmm. the train tracks. There's a person who has a lot of honeybee hives, and scientific evidence on the decline parasitic wild bees. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, parasitic wild bees that are parasitizing on other wild bees. So these ones are the first ones where the decline, where you can see the decline, mm-hmm. because if they don't have other wild bees mm-hmm. that they're dependent on, then they will also not exist. They will perish, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And you could see already a decline of these bees, of 12 species of bees in the last few years. I mean, to be honest, I can also send you the link, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure of species, even though the amount of flowers have been getting bigger.
Oh, okay.
So even though you have more source of food,
yeah.
you're not having enough, you're having too many honeybees,
mm-hmm.
that the other species are declining. And then it's the question again, like, where do you put set your priorities? And what are your priorities, for the sake?
This problem would be solved if every person who actually wants to do something for nature turns to a specialist or to someone who knows a bit better than them, and everybody improvises themselves being, like, a specialist now, and they mm-hmm. know what has to be done. I mean, this problem probably is... It's really nice for honeybees, but then it's really, really horrible for mm. Wild bees who don't have a family or don't have, like, how
yeah, like a lobby, like really, yeah.
So, yeah, that's really problematic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, you know, like, if you... So, maybe if you could put it in the picture of... Or that's a picture that I've heard which made really a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you have cows,
mm-hmm.
you also have meadows, which is their
sort of
meadows, like the wiesen, mm. the place where mm-hmm. the cows are on it and yeah. they feed
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah,
it.
Yeah. yeah.
And if you don't have the meadows, then you don't have a source for food for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the cows. Of course, it's a bit easier for the cows because you put them into an area and you just make a fence around it and
yeah.
the cows are not
yeah.
going to go further than that.
Yeah, yeah.
And with bees, it's going to be a bit more difficult. But mm-hmm. if you don't plant the food actually that you need to provide for the honeybees that they can actually survive...
Because
I mean,
this is not something that people will automatically do?
No. Because, I mean, you have...
what?
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Because if you...
no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense because you don't provide the food that is actually necessary to keep up a healthy population. And that's also already a problem within the honeybees because if you have such first of all, such high densities, you will have a lot of diseases being transferred all over the place. It's like corona, right? The higher the density, the more diseases are going to be.
Corona within bees. Yeah.
Yeah. And there you have, for example, the mites, right? And also with honeybees, I mean, there you have a lot of different other problems, such as you putting them into boxes, which is easier for the honeybee keeper to get the honey away from. But, you know, like their natural way how they used to live is in like the caves of tree hollows, you know, like a hollow tree, I mean. And then they would put their nests in there, and the honey is actually the food they need to survive the winter. It's like a reserve, right? Yeah. And if you take that reserve away, then, of course, and then you just give them sugar and water, this is like providing them with only like really shitty nutrients, right?
Wow.
And then at the same time,
how it works.
Yeah. So in June, around June, you are taking away the honey from the honey bees, because then the amount of honey is the maximum. And then, I mean, it depends on how you treat the bees.
But in a capitalist way, this is
how it works. Take as much as you can, and then you give them sugar water to go over the winter that they can survive. And the other thing is then also when you, a honeybee hive is always 36 degrees, like from the temperature. So when it gets warmer than that, they have to circulate the air so that it gets colder. But when it's colder outside, then you have to warm up. And they do that by moving around, which uses energy again. And in hollow trees, you would have way more, or like bees would choose the places that are good for them because of like the architecture of these things with isolation and stuff that. But here in the industrial way, you have these boxes, quadratic boxes, with a lot of air that comes within, right? So if you have a really shitty house and you don't have good food, then of course you're going to be at some point kind of weak, right?
Yeah.
And then you also have a lot of weak honeybee hives, and then they're going to like throw their diseases at each other in a way, because they have a lot of
they're not healthy anymore. So they can't fight the viruses.
The diseases, And then you still have high densities, and then you're just like tossing around the disease. And it's also a question.
So everybody is just an unhealthy.
I mean, of course, you could. There are places where bees are a bit healthier and bees are not healthier. I mean, there's a lot of research on that, especially when it comes to the varroa mite. This is like the mite that feeds off of the hemolymph, so the blood of the larvae.
Okay.
And this is like one of the factors why honeybees. Or you call them colony collapse disorder. And this is when colonies are, like when there is a lot of, this is what More Than Honeybee, the movie, was kind of trying to say, that there are so many different factors that go into the honeybee health. Mm-hmm. So like monocrops, so only one source of food in a way. Then, like the architecture of the hive itself that the humans are creating, then the diseases that you have, then you have like the cultivation, the domestication that led to more productive honey producing varieties than actually resistant varieties, and then also pesticides. And all of these things are actually leading to the fact that like the colonies are collapsing because they cannot cope with all of these different factors, mm-hmm. right? And when you consider that, it's also, when we come back to the wild bees again, the high density also worsens also these factors mm-hmm. for the honeybees as well. So when you think about that, it's really like, it would make sense for the honeybee keepers, for the health of their animals, to reduce the amounts that they have. Mm. I mean, you wouldn't also, like, in a stall, in a barn, you mm-hmm. would also not put, like, in every, like, I mean, there are places where you do that, but you have, in Switzerland, at least, you have, like, a minimum amount mm-hmm. of space that they need for them to feel good for them to be healthy, right? Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, then of course these animals are getting sick mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because they're not being provided with the good conditions under their circumstances.
And right now you're talking about people that actually care about the health of their animals. This is not the case with most honey producers or...
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, with the people who are in urban areas who want to preserve the honeybees. It's such an irony, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you come up with that to honeybee keepers, they're going to be really angry. Mm. And they're going to be really... not angry, but also...
Offended.
Because they're like, they believe that they're doing something good.
And I think that's another big problem, is this incapacity... like this social awkwardness that people are like incapable of saying that they of admitting that they did something wrong or that they didn't know something. It's okay to be ignorant. It happens. I mean, not everyone can know everything. It's impossible. So I think if we would be a little bit more, that's why I say, like, people think that they want to help the environment or want to do... I mean, it just reminds me of partners when I call them out, like, hey, you did that, and then they would get offended for doing something because their intention was not to harm or... their intention was a good intention, and then they are like, oh my God... Now, even when my intention is good, which is already a bit fucked up, like, way of thinking, you have something to say about my behavior. Well, yes, if it's actually in the end, it harms someone or it harms, I don't know, it's something wrong to do, of course I'm going to say something.
And then there is also the other part, right? So, I mean, working with children, for me, I've kind of realized that, you know, like, the way you're saying it is so important. And every adult is just a small child. Every adult, even me, including me. And I also realized that in my relationship, when something is being said in that way, or, like, if criticism is also carried out from a wrong place of being, like, treated injustly, you know what I mean? Then, of course, the message won't arrive in a way that is going to be constructive. So, I mean, especially in the context of, like, honeybee keepers and conservationists, it's really important that you find a way of communication, because there you have to again work on the fact of diversity, because you want diversity. So what do you have to do then? You have to be able to understand how to deal with diversity.
But yeah, I think that really comes with this myth that honeybees are this species that if they disappear, human race would disappear. And I mean, this is it's crazy because before you actually tell me that this is not the case, I mean
nobody really said like the myth comes from with the fact that Einstein who said it, right? So this is like the myth. And I mean, honeybees do have they are also something that exists naturally, right? So I mean, this is not something that has the way how we are keeping them in Europe. This is like the way how we keep like the Holstein cows. But I mean, there are also other cows and other cow varieties and races. And then the question is also like, I get the fact that it's very scary, or like, I mean, so the honeybee is like just a really good, it's just a really good insect to pull people because the honeybee is very busy. It is doing stuff for us. It is providing us honey. It is working for us, you know, like there are these hard workers. But do we only give thanks for the hard workers? Is that the thing that we want? Is that how we're going to be able to cover everything? Because sometimes I don't really think that the most hardworking people are the ones that are bringing the results. I think it's like an interplay between all the different parts. And that's, again, where diversity comes in. And if we want to have diversity in every way of society, in the ecosystem, in our society as when it comes to where you come from, your origin, or also if you're a male or a female, or everything in between, or if it comes to poor and wealthy, the question is, okay, well, we have diversity now. Okay, how can we deal with that? How do we learn to see? How do we learn to behave in a way where we can kind of still manage, even though we have differences, to look over these differences, right? And I think that this is something that, is in so many different levels, it's not only in the natural conservation, but also young and old. You have contrary, you will always have contrary things. And there again is, I always find it so, or I always come to realization, fuck, I need to be able to the less, the more I am in my bubble, the less I actually work for the diversity that I want. Because I can just do my shit on my own and like,
Of course,
but that's not gonna be, I'm not going to reach out with that. But, and then again, it's like, it's so exhausting. It's so exhausting to have different opinions. And sometimes it feels like it would be so much easier if you had your own bubble. But that's just not reality, or that's just not what I want or what I believe is.
But this is the true right way. Sometimes, and also not some other times, no? Like,
you are waiting. Les maisons. De là-bas, dis-tu ? Ce ne sont pas celles que tu crois. Tellement abondent d'objets en tout genre, des bibelots qui racontent, qui remplissent le vide de tes croyances.
Tout t'a explosé. Dans un désir de rangement, tout t'a explosé. Et de l'explosion s'est créé un tapis, de paperasse empilée par catégorie de grandeur va, riable, rectangle principalement blanc, ont recouvert le brun, beige, jaune du parquet bon marché. Les prémices d'un projet très naissant se soulèvent. Quand parfois le vent passe entre les fenêtres ou qu'un bout de papier se colle au talon. Et je voudrais que chaque chose puisse avoir sa place. Chacune de ces choses est sans aucun doute importante. Il y a l'importance parce que la société me l'a dit, facture, rappel de admin, etc. Une importance qui me paralyse, donne de la gerbe, me fait cauchemarder, me fout dans le lit durant des jours. Et puis... il y a l'importance parce que j'y ai mis une charge émotionnelle. Cette importance-là est souvent celle que j'ai de la peine à classer. Non seulement elle a des formes diverses, mais aussi des contenus, fluides, et parfois des besoins de conservation, différents. Contrairement à l'admin qui est formaté à un bout de rectangle, que l'on trouve sans état d'âme. Son état d'âme.
Ce tapis. Virgule X. Je le contemple, rempli de désespoir avec une impression amère. De l'amertume, du sein chaud sur ma langue. Déjà, du... je n'y arriverai jamais. À trouver une place pour chacune de ces importances L'une, ennuyeuse à mourir, l'autre, inclassable et si importante que j'y plonge des heures. Alors que déjà, de nouveaux rectangles blancs arrivent prêts à envahir.
Mon corps. Alors, mon corps abandonne. Et elle se paralyse, s'effondre en tas, en petits flagadas. Au milieu du matelas, Yel ne bouge plus. Yel ne respire plus. Les yeux des orbites sont les seuls encore capables de mouvement. Et les bras, les jambes se décomposent. Des milliers de petits fragments, couleur mûre, des milliers de
poussière quitte la fourmilière qui était chère. Elle s'active par gestes microscopiques et d'une force incroyable. S'agite en fourmillement, s'en vont du matelas, rampent jusqu'au plafond, remplissent la pièce abandonnée. Font de l'ordre dans le désordre, du désordre dans l'ordre, mangent les miettes de désespoir, changent les aiguilles du temps, les dilatent, les transforment, les éclaboussent, les déchiquettent. Le temps a disparu. Et la respiration des profondeurs reprend. Ce corps inerte, ce corps de poussière, ce corps lourd se remue gentiment. Reprend vie de justesse. Une bulle géante. C'est autour de son nid qu'elle s'est installée, le grésillement profond de la mue. Zik l'envoûte et la capacité à trouver de la place, à se faire de la place, à prendre de la place. Reviens.
Tu nous dis où t'as pas coché ça.
stupid they are.
T'as pris le ticket ou pas?
Encore. Je vais prendre suite 13h22. Comme ça, j'arrive à 14h.
À 14h et je serai pas trop en retard à mon module.
Il est à quelle heure?
Mon train part de Bienne à 13h22, direction Berne.
Alors, dépêche-toi.
C'est à quelle heure que tu dois y être?
J'ai dit que je venais en début d'après-midi.
Ah, c'est chill.
C'est chill.
C'est chill. C'est chill.
Doki doki. Watashi wa kotoba ga wakaranai. Kodomo mitai de hetakuso. Pera pera shaberarenai. A ka sa ta na a ka sa ta nai hetakuso demo yatte mitai ai 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 isai ni sai san sai kore kata yatte mitai doki doki 自分は山火事の世界に入ってみた。ヒゲが伸びて驚いた。驚いた。約 G ヤクザ建物に飛び上がった。俺は逃げたい、逃げた。お金がなくなった。浜やらは浜やらない。伊佐さん、いさしゃい。あなたはドキドキスイスに来た。めちゃくちゃ驚いた。髪が好き好きすぎた。かきくけこ、かきくけろ。空っぽのバッグ、バッグを愛してみたい。赤さたな、赤さたない。
Cinq minutes de toi et de moi, cinq minutes qui auraient pu être une éternité, ou juste se fracasser contre le sol, tel un pigeon fatigué, qu'un chasseur aurait visé. Encore cinq minutes allongées, car le corps ne répond plus. Shut down. J'ai perdu toutes mes cuillères. Meltdown. Je me suis enfermée et je reçois la violence de tes mots. Des heures sont passées, clouées de cette ombre invisible. Comment raconter la force qu'il me faut pour marcher à leur rythme? La rage qui m'habite, le son de ma voix, rauque, et quelques secondes d'adrénaline qui se transforment en une éternité de battements de cœur. Je vous le dirai, de vos mots creux qui blessent. Je ne suis pas d'accord.
Quand tu me parles d'océan, je pense à un bref instant de splendeur. Quand tu me parles d'océan, c'est un cimetière qui se dessine. Quand tu me parles d'océan, l'horizon semble inatteignable, mais sur mes pieds l'eau glisse. Quand tu me parles d'océan, je pense colonisation. Romain, la blancheur et l'entrejambe te permet de te réapproprier des savoirs et de les faire tiens. De ton regard omettant les choses dont tu ne peux pas faire un.
Maybe my sea, my ocean, will be a comfy nabe surrounded by my favorite vegetables. Love, what is love? The words that were like knives digging into my heart, I remember. The sweet words written in a small piece of paper. I thought, this is a goodbye letter. And I cried. A gentle cry, silent, appeased. In my arms, the last time. In my body, the last time. In my heart, the last time. Some water drops felt. The ocean in my brain gradually emptied out. Everything seems clearer. And the darkness in my foot tightens, and I wonder, what is love?
If love had a sound, this would be that sound. Love. Love. We would be the band to play it. My ghetto butterfly flew away from me. I wait patiently by windows and doorsteps. Play make-believe as my tears pour chest. Won't succeed to breathe if not the air of you. Surely there's never been a shade so blue. A stank attitude, so not mad at you. Not a magnitude to encompass the latitude of my love for you. No space or time compatible. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Ooh, my friends say I got it bad for you. I do, but there's nothing in this world I'd rather do. You. Hey, I want to make love to your existence, drenched in the colors of your energy, then masturbate to the memories. I want to lose myself inside yourself until you find me, confine me to the freedom of your prison. Exist in the same space, same time. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. My, I wanna drink the sweat of your intellect. Reflect and watch your light passion mark my neck. Caress the sight of your presence with no question. Undress to the nakedness of love, pure love. I want to make love to my soulmate. My soulmate, make love to my soulmate. My soulmate, make love.
love to my soulmate. Hey, I wonder, how does it feel to make love to your soulmate? Kinda like writing poetry till climax, till the point and place where our space and time match and we cross divine paths. Tell me, would you like that? How would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Now would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Would you like that? Tell me. I wanna love you more than madly. Wrap these legs around your words until your speech is straddled deep. Gladly swim the currents of your vibration. Be separate and one with the same meditation. The same meditation. This is poetry.
We see each other. Dokun dokun. 聞こえる? Why? いる? 寝言? Un rideau de cheveux. Todoku. AI. Thank you.
Merci à tous. Thank you for everyone. I'm gonna talk in English. Nicolas Hajime, Julie Sando, Alice Ayumi, et Ayaka Gutlin, Andrea, Mathilde, tout le monde, les auditeurs, merci pour votre écoute et pour votre sharing, participation en ligne ou en physique. À bientôt.
Et Claire Megumi, bien sûr.